Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You posted a reel, I think it was on Kristen's due date, that you were like on your way to a show in Canada and you're like, how cooked am I?
My only saving grace on that show was it was booked so long in advance.
You couldn't do it, yeah.
That like at the time it was like, you know, pregnant, like you're not thinking about anything. It's like, hey, I do have a show around that due date. I'll get up there and back as fast as I can, but I need to know now if you want me to change this. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I think we'll be fine. And then like the due date starts changing. And then you're like, oh.
Uh-oh.
So I had like at least a little bit of defense there.
Jordan Davis, back to keep us company. New album, Learn the Hard Way, coming out here end of August.
I'm stoked.
I'm stoked. Really excited. I was talking to my producer. I was like, didn't we just talk to Jordan about the album? And he's like, that was February. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I know. I was like, goodness gracious. It's like, I mean, this year has just flown by.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's wild because you were telling me about working with Carly and Marcus on this album. We were like, we can't air that. Like,
I know.
Keep that
I couldn't
a secret.
Even announce who it was.
I know. It's so fun. Talk about naming the album Learn the Hard Way.
Yeah.
And like what that meant for you.
This is definitely the record that went the longest without having a name. And I don't know why. I think it's just, I don't know. This one was really tough to put a name on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Bluebird Days was... came pretty quick, and I kind of knew what I wanted to do with it. You know, I wanted the last record to be really kind of personal and touch on some songs that meant a lot to me. And this one was more aimed at, you know, kind of, I just wanted to get back to fun. And I wanted this record to be fun live. And I think that's one reason why it took forever. But when I heard Learn the Hard Way, that was the first time I kind of saw the thread through a few of these songs about, you know, somebody missing something, whether it be Mess with Missing You, you know, Turn This Truck Around, I Ain't Saying. Like, it's something that, like, you can kind of go back and be like, all right, there's a common character through this album that is kind of always going back and trying to fix something that he probably should have fixed back then. And Learn the Hard Way just kind of raised its hand as that. And then personally, you know, still even with four kids and, you know, music being better than I ever would have dreamed, there's still a few things that I'm kind of having to learn the tough way.
I think that as you get older, there are very few things you actually don't learn the hard way. Like,
yeah.
Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, whatever advice you have, I will take it because I don't want to learn that lesson.
Yeah.
And you usually still end up having to do it anyway.
Because you just get stuck in your ways. I know that's
exactly.
Me. I get stubborn and kind of always been a, you know, I'll just bulldog this until I make it work. And,
yeah.
I think, you know, the older you get, you realize that even if that does work, it's usually not the best way to go about it. So,
right.
Yeah, I've had to learn a few of those myself.
Bar None, the latest single, which I think is probably your fastest rising single, right? Like this song, it makes me want to drive fast in my car with the top down. Like it's just such a fun song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fun to play live. It's and it's funny. I even questioned like this being the first single, you know,
really?
after I Ain't Saying. But I've never been good at picking songs and like knowing which ones are going to. And I think that's the coolest thing about putting a record out. You don't have to do that anymore. You just release the song to the world and let the ones that are going to raise their hand. But yeah, Bar None has definitely been one that, you know, and then now you look back the first time we played it out live, I get done and I see the reaction. I'm like, I'm an idiot. Do I know anything? Like, how did I not know?
You know what, though? I always say, I'm like, no one knows what a hit is. And if someone tells you that they do, you should ignore whatever.
100%.
Because they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I always use this as an example. But the first, like, 10 times I heard Dan and Shay Tequila, I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then now I, like, am screaming it when they play it live.
And that's the, you know, I kind of lost a leg to stand on because I told some people that. And they were like, dude, this song's a hit. And I was like, all right. You're going to be the first person I call whenever it doesn't go that way. I haven't made that call yet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, it's I'm grateful for it. Yeah. And grateful for the team to kind of give their two cents on it, talk me off of whatever song I was trying to push at the time.
Exactly. I feel like you're having the busiest summer, obviously, like tour album, baby number four just arrived. Yeah. How's little Sadie?
She's great.
Yeah.
I mean, she is. Yeah, I mean, she's perfect, to be honest. Like, just sleeping, eating, healthy, such a calm demeanor. The kiddos are, love her to death. Mama's happy. Mama's healthy. So it's been a blessing.
I was going to say baby number four, probably, like, it has to start getting, like, easier now. You're like, you're not so worried about everything.
Yeah. And it's definitely, you know, the process of keeping one alive now, we at least feel like, all right, I think we, you know, we figured out three,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, the change in, you know, getting four kids ready to go somewhere or getting four people fed and asleep before 9 o'clock.
Good luck.
Is tough.
You posted a reel, I think it was on Kristen's due date, that you were like on your way to a show in Canada and you're like, how cooked am I? How cooked were you when you left the house that morning?
Yeah, it was a bad one. My only saving grace on that show was it was booked so long in advance.
You couldn't do it, yeah.
That, like, and I asked her at the time. So, like, at the time, it was like, you know, pregnant, like, you're not thinking about anything. It's like, hey, I do have a show around that due date. I'll get up there and back as fast as I can, but I need to know now if you want me to change this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think we'll be fine. And then, like, the due date starts changing. And then you're like, oh.
Uh-oh.
So I had, like, at least a little bit of defense there. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I was still in hot water.
I'm sure.
That was a Saturday. I think I got back Sunday morning.
And then she arrived when?
Or I got back Sunday afternoon. I landed back at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and she got here Tuesday morning.
Okay, so you made
it wasn't super close, but yeah.
Yeah. How you said everyone's adjusting well. I feel like with Eloise being like the oldest, she's probably like so excited to have a little baby in the house, a little baby girl.
I mean, it's like a play doh for her.
I bet.
Like, you know, she never wants to. It's tough to get her out of the house because, like, it's summertime and I love to take my boys fishing. So, like, I always be like, hey, we're going to go fish and we're going to leave mom at the house with baby Sadie. So everybody come on. And the other day, my daughter just starts bawling.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what is up? And she's like, I don't want to leave baby Sadie. And I was like, okay, that's fine. You can stay here. So me and the boys went and caught a bunch of bluegills on Percy and had a blast. So
you guys are, she's calling her baby Sadie.
Yeah,
that's baby Sadie. That's the cutest thing ever. Yeah. And then is Eloise starting kindergarten this year?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jordan.
It's nuts.
That's crazy. How are you feeling about that?
It's pretty wild. And, you know, and I should have expected this, like having Jacob, my brother, you know, he's got three that are, I think, 10, 7, and 6, 10, 7, and 5. And I still remember his oldest, you know, just like being born. And, mm-hmm. you know, I saw a photo the other day and I'm like, I look the same.
Yeah.
Which I probably don't. But I was like, how is this kid 10 years old now? And so I've had like a front row seat at how fast it goes, but. You know, sometimes you got to learn the hard way how fast kiddos grow up.
Yes, you do.
So it is pretty nuts that she's, you know, because like it feels like she's starting school. Every other thing is like, yeah, it's pretty much daycare.
Yeah.
To where now it's like kindergarten's a totally different, like, oh my God, like this is school.
Yeah.
Like, so it's pretty crazy.
That's odd. What were you like in school?
Not good.
No.
I was never like a, I don't think I was ever like a, like discipline problems, but I was just like a, I was not a great student.
Ornery.
Yeah, definitely that. And hated studying. I always thought that I could just get by just doing the bare minimum. Some people probably say I still do that. But, like, yeah, I was never a great student. She will be. That kid is smarter than I am. Like, she's going to be my...
Firstborn daughter, always.
I mean, dude, it is nuts. And so, like, I always joke about... I'm a huge Office fan, so it's always like... Everybody's like, oh my God, dude, you got three kids, like now four kids. Like, how are you going to pay for college? And I'm always like, have you met my oldest son? Like, that kid ain't going to college. But
that's hilarious.
But yeah, like, because it's me. Like, that's my oldest boy is me made over.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That's so funny. Did you get voted anything in school? Were you like most likely to?
Probably most likely to not go to college.
But you did. You went to college.
Yeah, I did. I somehow figured it out. But no, I didn't get. I don't think I made any of those. What are those, superlatives? Or,
yeah, something yeah. Like that.
See how smart I was right
yeah.
there?
That three-syllable word.
No, I didn't. If I would have been voted something, it would have been that. It would have been like class clown or something like that.
I love that. We've got Luke Bryan on the week after you, and I was curious, did you see that video this week that kind of went viral of him, I think, at that like fair in North Dakota singing "Buy Dirt"?
No.
You got to go look at this. It's like, it's just, I mean, I'm sure it's like what you feel like every night singing "By Dirt," but I kept seeing it in my feed the other day and it just looked awesome. I also was curious, like, do you have any good Luke stories or anything that we should razz him about?
Oh God.
I mean, it's where to start. I'm sure every time I see him, I'm just giggling.
Well, I thought you were going to say the video because somebody threw like a little beach ball
at him.
But I heard it was like a hacky sack or it was like something like what
I
hurt.
Don't know. But I will tell you that when we talked to him the other day, they're like, don't bring up the beach ball. He's tired of talking about it.
I bet.
And I felt bad because I was like, yeah, of course. It's like the one thing we're all like, see, I hit in the face.
But I think what to me that stood out from it is like, dude, you don't want to make Luke mad. And you got like there was a six second clip of him. Where I was like, oh, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, he's about to lose it. And then he like went back to being Luke, which thank God for.
You did. You can see him kind of trying to see like who threw it.
Thank God.
I would do the same thing if somebody hit me in the face with anything.
Yeah. But I saw that with Kristen and I was like, dude, I don't know who threw that, but he is lucky that dude went back to being a professional and was like, I'm going to let that slide off my back.
Because I don't think people realize like how big of a guy Luke Bryan is. Like every time I see him, I'm like, did you get taller?
It's
like,
not. Yeah. That's the thing is like, maybe you just see photos and videos. Luke's a big dude and it's not good to make Southern Georgia boys mad. That's not a good look for you. So
for sure.
It could have ended bad.
For sure. Well, thank you for the time today. It was great to see you. The album sounds amazing. Like I said, I've been driving all over Nashville listening to Bar None with the top down screaming. So
thank you very much. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Jordan Davis, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.